Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Namaste Radio. The intent of our programming is to increase awareness, inspire loving action, and ignite transformation and healing in our listeners, and through them, our world. Namaste Radio is brought to you by Namaste Publishing. Please join its interactive spiritual community. Communicate directly with authors, guest bloggers, and others like yourself who are spiritually seeking a better way of living. Connect, make friends, and be one with our new Namaste Global community at namastepublishing.com. And now, please welcome your host for this hour, Marie Bernard, on Namaste Radio, radio that will change your life.
Hello and welcome to Namaste Radio. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you so much for being with us today. And today we have a very special guest, Denise Lynn. She is an author, a speaker, a mother, and developer of the Soul Coaching Method. And she has traveled to over 20 countries around the world. She's written 15 books. She has her own radio show on Hay House Radio. She's also an expert in feng shui and space clearing. And again, she is the developer of Soul Coaching, so we're going to speak with her about what that is. And if you would like to get on the air today and speak with Denise, the number to call is 1-347-202-0129. I'll put out that cue to call again coming up in a few minutes. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. I know that you are super busy. You have so much going on, so thank you for taking the time out for Namaste today.
It is totally my joy, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so Denise, I want to talk a little bit about your background for those of you, for those listeners who aren't super familiar with you. Now, on your website, I was reading that you actually, what kind of triggered your mystical experiences was this near-death experience when you were a teenager.
You know, it was, and except for that, my life would have gone a really different way. You know, and my parents, even though I'm Native American on my mother's side, she was a scientist, and my father's a scientist. And, you know, like so often when, you know, growing up, you kind of adopt the methodology often of your parents. And so I wanted to be a scientist. They said, they didn't really believe in God. They said, you know, if you cannot prove it scientifically, it doesn't exist. And I thought, well, that sounds right. And my brothers and sister went on into the sciences, so I imagined that I would have continued to follow my dream of becoming a scientist, except that when I was 17, I was out one day on my motorbike, and what I didn't realize was that I was being followed by someone who had actually murdered a few people, and he and the kind of a... out in the country part of this, you know, it was in Ohio, he rammed his car into my motorbike, and then he came back and he shot me. And, you know, it was in many ways the worst day of my life, but in many ways the best day of my life because of what happened afterwards. I was found and taken to the hospital, and in the hospital there was a moment when the doctors thought I died. But I remember that moment so specifically. I remember leaving my body and going to this amazingly beautiful golden place. It was so peaceful and so loving. And this is the strange part. It didn't seem strange when I was there. It seemed natural, but it was so familiar. It was like that was what was real, and the life that I'd led up to that time seemed almost like a dream. The same way you wake up in the morning, it was like, oh, it seemed real, but it was a dream. And I was so happy. I was like, yes, I'm home again. And there was this river of light, and I thought, if I can get across that river, I'm never going back to my body. But about halfway through, I felt like I'd gotten roped on my Cherokee side. My family was involved in rodeos, so they used to practice their roping on me as a kid. So I guess it was probably my astral cord, but I heard a voice like people do, and it said, it's not your time. There's some things you need to do. And I got yanked back into my body. The experience was so real for me, and everything changed after that. I began to hear things that people didn't hear and see things they couldn't see. And I realized that life was so much bigger and more mysterious and wondrous than I could have ever thought possible. And that, for me, was a turning point, and it started me on a whole other direction in life.
Wow, amazing. Well, thank goodness for that, because you're helping so many people with your gifts and your passions. And we have a question from Facebook regarding your Native American heritage. They're wondering if you access your family line, I guess, in the astral realm to help you with the work that you do.
You know, I wasn't raised on a reservation, but I do think there is something that is carried in the blood. And they've done a lot of research, for example, with people that were adopted at birth that had no way of knowing their ancestry or their heritage. And university research has found some amazing things. For example, they found that religion often travels through the bloodline, which I think is amazing. So I do feel that traveling through the bloodline, there is a deep connection, alignment with nature, and I think that connection really feeds everything I do. And I love Facebook, so whoever this was, thank you. I think I love Facebook. I never thought I would, but I really like it. But in the astral, I also feel that so many of those that are helping me, and I do believe in guides and guardians and angels and ancestors working with us, so many of them are Native American, and I'm deeply, deeply appreciative of that. It's almost like I can hear the voices of my ancestors in the wind sometimes when I'm out in the wild.
Wonderful. Well, I want to put that number out. We're going to be taking calls from listeners in just a few minutes. I have a few questions for Denise, but if you want to get in the queue, the number is 1-347-202-0129 if you would like to speak with Denise Lynn today on the show, 1-347-202-0129. So, Denise, again, more Facebook questions. You are on Facebook. You have your own fan page.
Yeah, I hate that word fan, though. I want to have friends. And what happened is I got 5,000 friends, and they wouldn't let me have any more friends. So I wish they'd just get rid of the fan page. It's my friend site, and it just happens to, I just happen to be able to have more than the 5,000 because I do feel like these are my peeps. These are my friends.
Wonderful. Well, so if you would like to become friends and you have to just click like on Facebook,
yeah.
Lynn is on Facebook. And so there are some more questions that came through from people on Facebook.
Yeah.
And with your near-death experience at 17, it sparked your abilities, but I'm wondering if you think there are certain personalities that are more prone having mystical abilities than maybe other personalities?
You know, I think at the core of everybody is an ember that remembers, that each of us have a memory of that place beyond the physical. And, you know, I often liken it to, like, just that little bit of time on the other side was almost like the warm winds of heaven, if you will, kind of blew gently on that ember inside of me, and it burst into a little flame, not a big flame, but a little flame, but it was enough to go, oh, my God, life is so much more. And I think everybody has that, and I think it is simply a matter for most people. I was so far off the path, I think I needed a cosmic kick to get me on the path again, but most people weren't as far off as me. So for most people, just simply being still or meditating or spending time in nature or being, or in prayer, those are the kind of things that can be your warm winds of heaven. But I just, I think I was just kind of stubborn. You know, that expression, if you don't listen to the whispers, you have to hear the screams. I think it was kind of like that.
Well, and Denise, you mentioned spending time in nature, and another person on Facebook asked about how you're seem so grounded and balanced between the real world and the mystical, or I guess the physical world, it's no less real, but the physical world and the mystical. But you live on this beautiful ranch in California where you're surrounded by beautiful nature and animals. And what advice do you have for people who live in the city and they're kind of stuck in the concrete jungle and they want to connect more spiritually?
Well, here's what is amazing. There is a part of our subconscious that does not recognize the difference between what is real and what is perceived. Now, they did this really interesting research at a hospital with people recovering from appendicitis. And they wanted to see, does the hospital room, the recovery room, or the hospital recovery room, have anything to do with how many days it takes to recover? So they had one group, I guess it's called a control group, that they were in the regular, normal room. Then they had another group with a window out to nature. They had a third group with a picture of nature, and a fourth group that had modern art. Well, the control group, it was the same number of days. The people with the window out to nature healed substantially faster. It was quite dramatic. But what was interesting is the people with the picture of nature healed as fast as the people with the window out to nature. And I thought that was interesting. The modern art people, well, they didn't fare so well, but it must have been pretty chaotic modern art. I like modern art, but anyway, that was the research. So what is so exciting about this particular fact is that, you know, obviously, it's really nice if you can get out, put your back against a tree and inhale the stars outdoors. But if you can't do that, simply having photographs of nature, simply having like a little home fountain that runs water that you get the sound of a running creek, if you play nature sounds in your home, all of those things, a lot of research has been done too that really supports the fact that all of these things, they'll lower your blood pressure, they will increase your immune system, but in the deepest way, it actually activates those same kind of spiritual perspectives that you get if you're actually in nature. Mm. So I know I'm kind of like waxing lyrical, but it's something I'm passionate about because I have lived in the city for years. I mean, we lived in Seattle, right smack dab in the middle, for 20 years. So I had to come up with modalities to survive in a city when my heart really was in the country. So anyway, thank you for letting me wax lyrical.
No, thank you, because that's an issue that, I mean, I live in Vancouver, and it's a beautiful city. There is a fair bit of nature around, but it's not the same. I mean, you know, living in Seattle, it's also very beautiful, but the city energy is just so much different. It's so much more chaotic.
Well, it's never dark, and it's never silent. But there's so many things you can do. For example, there's something called sound cancellation. And this isn't the exact technical definition, but I like that word anyway. But if you play nature sounds, you will hear the nature sounds and you won't hear the traffic. Now, the ocean sounds a lot like traffic, so simply playing the sound of the ocean, there's a part of you that doesn't recognize the traffic. You just hear the ocean. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
There's not a lot you can do about light pollution at night. But if you sleep in a dark room and if you modulate the light in your room according to the phases of the moon, so when it's the dark of the moon, if you just close everything so that your room is dark, and when it's the full moon, if you open the windows and let the street lights in, there's a part of you that will go, oh, my God, I'm living in harmony with the cycles of nature. So there's some artificial things you can do that the body will recognize almost as natural.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you so much for those tips. I know it's going to help so many people who kind of feel at this point, I'm sure many of us would like to just move out to the country, but maybe our lives and our jobs are close to the city, so we need to be in that atmosphere. So thank you so much for that. I want to talk about...
You can do it. Sorry,
go ahead.
You can adopt a tree. And if you're in the city, there's got to be a park somewhere. You go in the park, you find some tree that's like, this is my tree, and you adopt it. You say, okay, dude, you and me, we're like one. You're my peeps. I'm your peeps. And you can call upon the energy of that tree into your home simply by aligning with it. And it sounds like I'm being facetious, but I'm actually serious that there's such grounded power in the trees. And if you find a tree that's vital and strong and seems to have a soul, you can adopt it. And even if it's a distance from your home, you can still call upon that energy to bring that grounded, protected energy into your home. So,
beautiful.
Sorry.
That's exciting. I love that. I'm going to go out and adopt. There's a few trees around here that are really beautiful. So thank you. So I want to talk about your soul coaching, but we do have a call on the line. So how are you about taking a call?
I love to talk to people.
All right. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're calling from Skype or a private number, but you are on the air. Hello. Just say hi if you think it's you. Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're not there. So if you're wanting to call in and speak with Denise Lynn, the number is 1-347-202-0129. That's 347-202-0129. Denise loves to take calls from listeners, so we will speak with you. In the meantime,
I thought of something else to tell you, though, really quickly. In that park where you found the tree, you could also create your own medicine circle, your own medicine wheel, and it can be your meditation spot. Is that when no one's looking, you take a little knife and you have some little crystals, and you just cut gently into the ground, say thank you, thank you, stick that crystal in the ground and into in a circle. So you have created an energetic circle, and especially if you call upon the energy of the tree to energize that circle. So when you go, anyone look? Hello?
Denise?
Is anyone
Hello?
There?
Yeah, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I heard someone tell me I was in the queue.
Oh, something was
blocked. Which is English
You're
for
still
the
here.
Line. I'm in the line. Yeah. But then nobody sees this circle because you've stuck them all in the ground. But it's an energy circle, and it becomes your power place. And so even if you're in the city, you've got this power place that you can go to again and again. And to anyone looking at you, it looks like you're just sitting on, you know, you're just enjoying yourself in the park. They don't know you're in an energy circle.
Wow. So are you, like, take, what, four crystals?
Yeah, I would take eight just to make it more. I mean, it doesn't have to be crystals. It can be anything. I mean, it could even be pennies. But, you know, if you have little tiny tumble crystals, it's nice because of their piezoelectrical quality that they tend to magnify intention. But it can be anything to create that circle.
And then just sort of bury them around the tree and leave them there so they're ready anytime
you
want to go there?
No, don't do it around a tree. I guess I didn't make myself clear. You can call upon the energy of the tree. Actually make a circle not around the tree, so you can actually sit in it, that your circle will sit in.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Does that make sense now? Like maybe about a 4 feet diameter circle?
So anywhere you are, so you don't have, if the tree is far away.
It doesn't matter. You just, because you can, it's nice if it's in the same park so you can connect with the energy of the tree. But this is something else that you can do just to call nature into your soul, even if you're in the city.
Beautiful. Well, I'm just going to try one more time and see if this caller is around, and if not, we'll move on to speaking about the soul coaching. Hi,
okay.
Caller, you are on the air. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Still not working. Okay, so the soul coaching, how did you, first of all, develop this soul coaching program?
I wrote the second book in English ever on feng shui, and now there's, I think, about 1,000 books on feng shui. And eventually, and it just came from my travels and meeting people that were working with energy in homes, mostly the old people from you know, ancient cultures. And so I eventually began to teach a certification course to train people to do feng shui and space clarity. Incidentally, I coined that word space clarity. Now there's lots of books, you know, because I thought, what do I call this where you clear the energy? And I thought space clarity, it sounds like you're out in space with a broom, but I couldn't think of another word for it. So it became space clearing. But as I taught this certification course, I began to realize more and more that someone could have all the right techniques, and they could understand so much about energy, but if they didn't have a connection to the people that they were working with their clients, that is called cures. The cures weren't as effective. So out of that, I developed a soul coaching training where I was training people to be soul coaches. And one of the things that I train people to do is to work with people in a 28-day program, and it's the ultimate inner and outer clutter clearing. And because of my passion and my roots, my bloodline, I use the metaphor of the medicine wheel, the air, water, fire, earth, the four elements, which incidentally is not just Native American. It's, you know, Pythagoras talked about, and Aristotle talked about air, water, fire, and earth. In India, it's air, water, fire, and earth. The Celtic tradition, air, water, fire, and earth. But these elements represent different quadrants of our being. So the air represents our mental self, and the water represents our emotional self, for example. And so every week is not only dedicated to a different element, but it's dedicated to cleansing and clearing any debris that we might have in that arena of our life. So it's, and the great thing is it can be done in 5 minutes a day. And so when I developed this program, I thought, well, it's a good program, but I had no idea how profound it would be. I still get these letters. I'm thinking, really? You did that for 28 days and all of that happened? But it does seem to work almost sometimes in mystical ways. So that's a long answer to your quick question. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I love long answers. So you've trained all of these people, and I'm really curious because I haven't taken the soul coaching, but I know that you try to make a balance between the spirit and the physical reality. And so I'm just kind of wondering, you mentioned how some major things happen for people. What are some of the shifts that happen in people's lives when they do the soul coaching?
Well, for some people it has to do with their health. And the thing that amazed me, I mean, I am not a skinny chick, but what amazed me at all, I love to eat, but I started getting all these letters from people that lost a lot of weight. And I'd say, well, you were doing other things too. And I said, no, I dropped the weight from my heart and my life, and the weight just dropped away. So that was pretty astonishing to me. And in fact, so astonishing that I actually created a secondary 28-day program called Unlock the Secret Mysteries of Your, or Secret Messages of Your Body. That is another soul coaching program, because I thought, my gosh, if so many people can drop so much weight doing the regular program, what's going to happen for people's health once they do a program just focused on health? So it's a 28-day program with the same elements. But so that was one arena. Some people would write and say, you know, my marriage was on the rocks. We were at the end of our days, as it were, and I did this program and it cleared up so much misconceptions and miscommunications that we had that we have a great relationship now. And again, sometimes I'm thinking, how did this program do it? But here's what's weird about the program. Once someone commits to doing it, the first time I did it, I took 60 people through it. Last year, I took 800 people at once through it. But sometimes there would be people would be gone for a weekend, and they would miss a few of the exercises, and they would come back and say that life brought them those same exercises, even though they had no conscious way of knowing what they were. So those kind of things begin to happen. So it's almost like you just commit to it, and the forces of the universe coalesce to propel you in the direction of your destiny, even if you miss a day. And that's one of the things I like about it, because you don't have to catch up. You missed it, you celebrate what you did do, and you forget about what you didn't, and you get on with it.
Oh, I love that. So there's no guilt of feeling like, oh, I should have been doing this, and I didn't. You just pick up where you left off.
You pick up where you left off, and there's three exercises for every day. So if you have time, you do all three, and if you don't, you just do one of them, and the one you can do in 5 minutes. And some people have just done 5 minutes a day, and they say, I don't know how 5 minutes a day could have made such a difference. But again, I don't get how it can work the way it does, but it does. So I'm one of those people that if something works, I don't actually care how it works. I'm like, okay, it works. You know, I don't know how airplanes fly. I mean, I'll be up in that big thing, and I'm thinking, how is this working? I'm like, do not think about it, Denise. Just accept the fact it's working. Okay.
Well, I'm really loving the energy that you bring to the world, and you just bring so much light, and on Facebook as well, you know, you're just spreading your loving energy, and it's such a great service to the world. And so thank you for that. And I'm just wondering, I'm getting the sense, I know we have lots of people listening right now and no one's calling in. I'm getting the sense that people are maybe a little bit shy or hesitant. So Denise, what kind of if someone was to call in, what are you able to do with them in this short period of time that you would be speaking on the air?
I suppose it would depend on who they were and what they wanted to know and and what was going on in their life. I don't know, tell them a good joke, except they never can remember jokes. I mean, God. I don't know.
Well, if you're feeling a little bit shy, I encourage you to give us a call. 1-347-202-0129. You don't bite, Denise, do you?
Sure I do. God, be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Aw. All right. Well, again, the number is 347-202-0129. And I'm just wondering, one thing that you actually posted, going back to your Facebook group, is that Stephen Hawking has been talking about how, well, there's been news articles about Stephen Hawking saying that God doesn't exist, but apparently in his book, he doesn't actually say, I don't believe he actually says those words, but you mentioned how science and mysticism are kind of overlapping these days, and how, you know, quantum physics is changing the way we look at the world. And so I'm wondering what, because you mentioned that you come from a background of a scientific background. You were originally wanting to be a scientist when you grew up. And so how do you think that this is going to impact the world now that these things are overlapping? Denise. Oh, I think we lost Denise. Okay, so I'm going to dial Denise again. I don't know how that happened. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we seem to be having some technical difficulties today. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to try dialing her again, and hopefully we'll be able to reconnect with her. Maybe the scientific question offended Blog Talk the computer system and bumped her off the line. So here we are dialing Denise again. Again, the phone number is 347-202-0129 if you want to get on the air and ask a question.
Marie?
Hi, Denise.
Yeah, hi. I got disconnected.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're
here now, so thank you so much.
You said you weren't there, and it was so. I'm not sure what you were talking about, but anyway, thank you for calling me back. I'm here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, we have a couple more calls up on the line. I guess
perfect.
People are not so shy. So, do you want to jump in and speak with someone?
Sure, I'd love that.
Okay, great. So, we're from someone from area code 904. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm actually just calling to try to get some life advice, I guess. I'm kind of nervous the first time I've ever called Blog Radio,
oh
so thank you guys
God.
For
well,
being here.
First of all, wait. Congratulations. You know what? That's a big deal. That's fantastic. I'm so glad you called.
Yes, ma'am. So right now I'm actually kind of in like a new stage for me. I'm 28 years old. I got married about a year ago to my wife. She's 23. And I really want to take care of her well. I have my own business, but it's not doing that great. So like, I'm obviously I have like a Christian background. So, but I'm also trying to, you know, get rid of the rigid thought processes that was given to me. So I'm very open to all types of information, but mainly I want to be able to correct my financial situation or have it be more fruitful so that I'm able to take care of my family. But I get a little confused because a lot of times the things that you have to do that are associated with money just, it gets a little confusing for me. So I was just trying to get some insight or information on what I could do to make my financial situation better.
First of all, congratulations.
That's my question.
I got it. First of all, congratulations on your willingness to take care of your family. That is so commendable. And correct me if I'm wrong, but what I thought I heard you saying was, you know, some of the things you might have to do for money or so what I'm going to suggest to you is consider taking a different viewpoint of money. you know, we're raised in a society, money is the root of all evil, and, you know, a rich man can't get to heaven any more than a camel can through the eye of the needle, or, you know, so there's a lot of beliefs around that if you have money, maybe you did something, you know, maybe you tromped on people to get it, or there's just a lot of stuff around money. And basically, money isn't bad or good. Money, I mean, it's energy. And if you think, oh, no, it's this piece of paper, honestly, it's a piece of paper. You could just light a fire with it. That's the only value of it. But it represents energy. And if you know that it's like electricity isn't bad or good, you can, you know, you can plug in the light with it, or you can, I don't know, some negative you can do with electricity, but it's just, it's energy. So if you start to shift your belief about money and even become friends with money, and you might say, oh, no, that's bad, but become, you know, like, money's my friend. And to, and what money can do is it can allow you, here's the affirmation I use, because I was also raised with all those beliefs around money. As I just affirmed that the more I have, the more I can give. The more I have, the more I can give. And, you know, there were times growing up when we didn't have enough food. And we lived in, my family moved into abandoned army barracks. They were in World War II, the army had abandoned these barracks. So my family just moved in. They were just, like, littered with all kinds of stuff. And it was basically like we were squatting in these old army barracks. And so literally there were times where it's like, honey, there's no food. So I know, and I don't consider that poor when I look at people in other countries where they don't even have shelter over their head. I mean, that's poor. So I don't think I was poor, but we just didn't have the things that other people have. But I also was raised with that idea that money was bad. So it took an act of will to start to think, you know, money is my friend. Money, it is, the more I have, the more I can give. And I kept saying that because I thought, you know, if I didn't have anything to give because I didn't have anything. So if you just start to, first of all, the more I have, the more I can give, and start to feel like, hey, money is my friend. And almost imagine like the spirit of money, you know, give it a persona. And and maybe that'll be helpful because it sure helped me. I mean, I mean, it was a hard transition to go from all those beliefs, but when I did, I was glad because it shifted. You know, money also can bring you freedom. Money can also bring education and learning. There's so much that it can bring. And so if you start to think, oh, the other thing I'm going to suggest you think of is think that it's fun to make money. Right now you're thinking, oh, God, some things I might not want to do. But, you know, there are actual people that enjoy what they do, making money. Just start to, have you heard, you know about affirmations, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so just start affirming. You know, I love making money, and my work brings me a prosperity and abundance. Prosperity and abundance is coming to me, and I love my work. You know, so just start to shift your mind. And when you shift your mind, it's weird, but all of a sudden, everything else seems to shift. It's almost like the creator heard you and gave you a different set of circumstances because of your beliefs.
All right. Do you have any suggestions? Like, well, I guess affirmations would probably be the number one thing that I would tell myself as a suggestion, but just other little things I could do to help shift my mind process, my thought process about money and other things as well.
Well, you can start to write down and there's so many great exercises, but you can start to write down some of the limiting beliefs, negative beliefs you have, and just write them down, like even the ones that seem crazy, even the ones you don't want anyone to see. And then just, like, the soul loves the truth. And so sometimes the first step is just tell the truth. What is the truth about those inner beliefs you have? Also, they did research with people who won the lottery. And what was interesting, people who... and I just said this on my radio show today, people who were poor, they'd win like the $10 million lottery. 3 years later, they're poor. People who are middle class, 3 years later, they're middle class. People who are rich were rich. And the reason is that there's a mindset. So you've got to shift the mindset that says this, you know, it's like the thermometer. And we set it at like 70, right, or 68. Then when it goes down, the heat comes on. When it goes up, the air conditioning comes on. It's kind of like that with our comfort zone with money. You start to get less than you feel you deserve. The heat comes on, and you get to your comfort level. You start to get more. You sabotage it. until you get to your comfort level. So write down all those beliefs, all those things that you think, you know, money's the root of all evil, or people with money are mean, or whatever that stuff is, or this is what my granddad told me, he said, you know, anything. And then after you write it down, look at it and see, some of that might be the truth. But the stuff that isn't, get a big black pen, scratch it out, and say, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. And really say those words. I mean, they're shocking. Oh, my God, it's kind of a cuss word. But it's a communication to your subconscious mind that says, this is bullshit. This is not true. This is not true for me anymore. And the stuff that is true, well, you can work with it. Or maybe it's not a bad thing. You know, maybe you think, some people think in order to get money, they have to work hard. And so, do you know there's people that don't work hard that make money?
Yes, I know.
So that's,
I want to be one.
Yeah. So if you have that the only way to make money is to work hard, you might go, that's bullshit, and scratch that one out and really feel it. So you can, and sometimes you have to do things again and again to create new belief systems.
Okay.
Anyway,
thank you very much.
I send you and your beautiful young wife and your life together, I send you so much blessings, and may prosperity and abundance just flow through you.
Thank you very much, likewise. And thank you guys again to be there to take the calls of all of us out here in the world that struggle. So we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We're so blessed that you called our show for the first time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Great. I loved him.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
What a cool guy. And he wants to just, like, support his family. I love that. Good man.
Wonderful. Well, Denise, we have another caller on the line. Are you ready to speak with this person?
Yeah.
All right. We're really going now. So from area code 202, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Denise. This is Chantal.
Hi, Chantal.
I am actually one of your friends on Facebook.
Yay.
Yay. You're my people.
It is, and I love your pictures.
Thank you. Oh, did you see the what? No, yesterday of the quail.
Yeah.
Oh yes, it's wonderful. It's so beautiful with all those different wings and colors. Wow, gray and blues.
Gorgeous. Yeah, just for everyone, we have grapes and we have these bird nettings. But honestly, I think the nets get more birds in them than keep them out of the grapes. So every morning we have to go and, you know, free all the birds. But so we caught a quail. So we got it out of the bird netting. But oh, it's beautiful, and we let it go.
Yeah, look, the picture, you're beautiful when you were holding him in your hand. That really was amazing, an amazing picture.
Yes,
loved it.
So top notch on him, so cute. Anyway, what can I do for you today?
I have a question about dreams, actually.
Aha! Uh-huh. I have a great dream book. It is called Hidden Power of Dreams.
I just ordered it, but I haven't received it yet. I ordered it on Amazon.com.
Oh, I hope you like it. It's my first book I ever wrote, and I'm still pretty passionate about it.
My daughter has it, and she's really, really very excited about it. Oh. But I have a question. My dreams are quite different from my daughter's. I would like to know what's the difference in dreams. When I do receive messages mostly from deceased parents, just like my grandmother, but I see them very clearly and they talk to me very clearly. I mean, it's a message and I wake up and I open my eyes and I say, huh, my grandmother told me such thing, you know, usually, and it happens. But I don't seem to remember the rest of my dreams. So what's the difference between these two types of dreams, or are they all the same?
Well, let me give you a little background on dreams. First of all, everybody dreams. And when we first start out at night, our dreams are about 5 minutes long. And then every 90 minutes, we have a dream until they can get to 30 to even 45 minutes long. Now, in sleep laboratories where they do research on dreams, what they've discovered is if they wake someone up in the middle of a dream, and it's called REM sleep, R-E-M, rapid eye movement, because when the eyes start to go back and forth, that's when they can tell someone's dreaming. So right in the middle of it, they'll say, oh, I'm in the middle of a dream. Right when the REM sleep stops, people recount an entire dream. 5 minutes later, from the time someone's had a dream, there's only a tiny fragment. 10 minutes later, it's gone. So unless you have a journal next to your bed and instantly record a dream, usually it disappears. So
mm-hmm.
now you talk about these dreams that you remember. There are dreams that are, I call big dreams or medicine dreams or power dreams.
Uh-huh.
These are different than ordinary dreams. And
yeah, because there's some different. I wake up and I know it's the message that I received.
Yeah, so those kind of dreams, those can be like a spiritual intervention. And there's a number of reasons someone will have one. But the most common is there's a – can anyone hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
You're still there.
Oh, okay. I keep getting the recorded message.
I am on my side too, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you have those dreams, those spiritual intervention, that means a guide or an angel or an ancestor came to you, those last a whole lot longer than that 10-minute period because they impress upon you. It's almost like they're more real. They're not just the inner workings of your subconscious. They are a true communication. So that sounds like what's occurring to you. And those are very special dreams, and it sounds like you listen carefully to the advice that's given.
Yes, absolutely, because I recognize the person, the people I know. I mean, I'm not
yeah.
scared or anything. It's just that,
yeah,
oh, my great aunt come and told me, you know, something's going to happen, run. And it happens. And I run.
Yeah, you run, yeah. I would, too. Mom said to me and said, honey, you better run. I would run.
Yeah, that's amazing. But, you know, just like, but I can't seem to recall my everyday, every night dreams. I mean, regular dreams, I don't remember a lot.
Here's what you do. Before you go to bed, over and over again, and when you get the book, you're going to get so much information. Over
mm-hmm.
and over again, as you're going to sleep, tonight I remember my dreams. Tonight I remember my dreams. And then make sure you have a pencil and paper right next to your bed, because as soon as you wake up, even if you think, God, there's nothing there, you start scribbling even, or just writing, or just doodling, and all of a sudden it can...
You said doodling. What are doodlings? Because I doodle all the time. I'm talking to you here, and I'll have a whole page.
Yeah, well, there's actually lots of scientific reasons for that doodling, but one of the things with the doodling with the dreams, which is a little bit different than the dream work, but with the doodling, is it kind of activates the right brain. Like you have your linear part of your brain and your more creative part of your brain. And when you doodle, it's activating that part. And that's the part where dreams dwell. It's that kind of creative, panoramic part of your brain rather than the linear, focused, you know, rational part of your brain. So the doodling will help, and especially if you're a doodler.
I am. I'm definitely. I just cannot stay without anything in my hand. Yeah.
And the doodling, that, you know how when kids are in school and they're doodling and the teachers say don't doodle. Actually,
yeah. Uh-huh.
The doodling helps people remember. For doodlers, they can remember the information more easily than if they're just listening. It actually. Anyway, a whole other subject. But
yes.
Those are my suggestions for you. But as soon as you get that book, it has so much information in it. It'll get you on the pathway to being an accomplished dreamer.
Wonderful, because my daughter seems to be dreaming all the time, and she tells you about those wonderful dreams, and lion is running after me, and I don't remember those. Every night she says, I had a dream. Okay. Well, anyway, that was wonderful to have the opportunity to talk to you, Denise. I also listen to you whenever I can on Hay House Radio.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And actually, that's the perfect segue into, because I wanted to ask you about the Gateway Dreaming Program, which is your newest program on your website, deniselynn.com. Are you still there, Denise?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for asking me about this. You know, I have led certification courses for decades, and people kept saying, can't you do one online? And I said, no, I can't. We have to work in person, face-to-face. But so many people were asking, and then so many people said, you know, I have financial challenges. I can't travel, and I can't pay that amount of money. Isn't there any way you could do something online? And slowly I began to realize that because dreams are nonlinear, because dreams are something beyond they're of this realm but beyond this realm, that it actually could be done over the Internet. And it's mind-blowing what's happening. So I created a, in terms of the results, again, that people are getting with this course, I created a certification course for people to lead dream circles and for them to work with each other one-on-one with dreams, and also how to dream your life into being. So I created this certification course, and especially this year, because it feels to me like the veil between this realm and the next are thinning, especially in, you know, this kind of, this period, this year and in the, starting in the beginning of next year. And we've got a Ning site and a Facebook site, and every single week they get a new, I do a new meditation with a new image card for people to listen to as they go to sleep. We have cyber slumber parties. We're actually having an astral cyber slumber party this weekend. And we're even going to do some time traveling, and we work with past life dreams and dreaming into the future and lucid dreaming, and everybody's having so much fun. So for our cyber slumber party this weekend, I'm going to have an object in the middle of the labyrinth, and so people are going to come astrally and try to see what it is. So it's a fun course, but also it's a course that people are certified to become dream coaches and gateway dreamers, and they can also set up their own groups and have their own clients and students. So if anyone is interested, that is on my website, deniselynn.com, and it's called Gateway Dreaming.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I love the idea of looking in the labyrinth and then coming back and saying, yeah, I saw the object and it was this, and confirming whether you were actually able to see it in dreamland.
Yeah, just it's a matter of practice. And, you know, sometimes when you enter into dreams, it's like your higher self will take you where you need to go rather than where you want to go. But so often people come back and they get amazing information. So I'm going, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what was there. That's exactly what happened.
That's awesome. It's actually, we've spoken with the executive director or someone from the Monroe Institute. His name is Paul Rademacher, and at the Monroe Institute, they work on things like lucid dreaming and astral travel.
I have so much respect for those people. A million years ago, I trained with Robert Monroe, and it was actually, my training with him was the most fun training I've ever done, ever, because all we did was sleep and eat, and sleep and eat, and it was like, this is my kind of seminar, and they were, it was so much fun. We had these, like, really comfortable beds all on the floor, and you know, with big, beautiful windows overlooking the lake, we just lay down, listen to music, and sleep. And then we'd wake up when it was time for a meal, and then we'd go back to sleep again. It was, like, great. Plus, you know, I learned astral travel, too. I actually had been doing it since I was a kid, but developed some more modality. So I think those guys are great.
Awesome. Well, and it sounded, when you were talking about it and seeing the object in the labyrinth, that made me think of the Monroe Institute, and I'm sure you've carried some of what you've learned from them into your teaching.
You know, I probably have. It's been a long time ago, and as I said, I slept through most of it, but it was great, and I'm sure I did, because he really, you know, people have been talking about astral travel since, you know, recorded history, but Robert Monroe was really the person who gave it a credibility and who gave it some, you know, some definitive research was done on it. So he's in spirit now, but I continue to honor him for the work that he's done.
Definitely. Well, again, if you're interested in the Gateway Dreaming, Denise Lynn's website is deniselynn.com, and the name, it's on the left-hand side. There's a little table of contents for the website, and it's on online seminars, Gateway Dreaming. So if you're interested in that, go check it out at deniselynn.com. So, Denise, we just have a few minutes left in the show, and we do have a couple more callers up on the line. Are we ready to take another call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. So we have someone, I believe it's Mai Chi Hart. You are on the air.
Hi.
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 Yeah, you know, this is so fascinating. I came from a place of science also and found the divine through physics. And I am so interested in this, and recently came across zero-point healing. Do you have any information on that?
Gosh, you know, I've heard those words, but I do not know what it is. And I'm so sorry.
Okay. I guess I'll just have to keep on researching.
I know, it seems like I should know everything in the universe, but
yeah,
like,
why don't you, Denise?
Know what I know.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and asking. And actually, we do have, we spoke with David Sarita. We've done a couple of episodes with him here on Namaste Radio, and he talks a little bit about zero-point type of energy and where they put that kind of energy into crystals for healing. So I'd recommend listening to the David Sarita episodes.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling
in.
There
you go.
Wonderful.
The answer was provided.
It was.
<There you go. laughs>
Namaste.
Namaste. And she's a regular listener, so it's nice to finally hear her voice. I love when you guys are able to call in. I know it can sometimes be nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm a radio host, and even when I call into a radio show, I get nervous. Do you ever find that, Denise?
All the time. Are you kidding? I get nervous asking a question, and when I lead seminars, I'm thinking, how do these people do it? Because when I'm in a seminar, I'm like, I want to ask a question. Do I raise my hand? And then I start to sweat, and then I can't remember what I was going to ask in the first place, and then I'm thinking, call on me, and then I'm thinking, don't call on me. So I definitely know what that's like, and I just send love and blessings to anybody that does it, because it is scary.
Definitely. Well, and so I want to thank everyone who's called in today. We do have a few minutes left in the show, so if you want to get on real quick, the number to call is 1-347-202-0129. And so, Denise, you have so many books out right now. You mentioned that you have this dreaming book that a previous caller has just ordered. What are some of the other things that your books are focused on? I know that you wrote a book on feng shui and the soul coaching. And what other kinds of interests do you have?
Well, you know, I have written a number of books, but I really would like to give your listeners something valuable that will not cost them anything, and they can get value from it. And on my website, so if you guys are interested in my books, I love it when people buy my books, and they've got really good information. I'm not a brilliant writer, but somehow I have some good information in them. And I've been on Oprah a few times, and some are bestsellers. But on my website, there is something called the Mystic Healing Portal. Now, if you need healing at any time, if you go and open that up, there are healers all over the world sending energy into that Mystic Healing Portal. There's also people receiving energy. I started to realize that cyberspace could be sacred space, and the same kind of healing that we do, the distant healing we do, the hands-on healing, could, in fact, go through cyberspace. And so I began to experiment with it, and it works. And so many people have written and said, you know, I just opened the Mystic Healing Portal, and I just, on my computer, and I just sat in front of it, and I could feel that energy beaming towards me. So if you're feeling in good shape, strong, happy, and well, you can send energy into it. And there are people around the world that would love you for that, because they'll be receiving it. And if you ever need energy, you sit in front of it and receive it. So that's one thing. Also, and it's free. Also, on my website, I have what I call mystic chakra portals. And these are also, this was again out of this idea that we could use the internet for healing, for balancing, for joy. And so if there is a particular chakra that you're feeling is a little out of sorts, you can go and open each of them. And also there's a listing with each chakra that'll say, if you're kind of going through this, this chakra might be out of balance. And you just literally open them up, and I worked with a wonderful musician and a wonderful artist to create these. So we have music that is in harmony and alignment with the chakra system. So you just open it up and breathe, and you breathe in the color, you breathe in the image, and you breathe in the sound, and it will bring a balance to that particular chakra. So I just wanted to mention that those are resources available. They are free. They don't cost anything, and they will be really helpful to you. So
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Denise. I love that you're offering things that are free, because I know that sometimes, like we had our caller who is wanting to create more abundance in his life, and sometimes in order to create more abundance, we need just that little bit of help to get there.
Yeah, well, all of these have to do with energy, and certainly we are living in an ocean of energy, and to be able to connect with our energy, expand our energy, is going to impact everything in a positive way. So that's why and these aren't the kind of things where you even have to sign up for my newsletter. If you sign up for my newsletter, I love it, but you don't have to sign up for anything. You just go there, and those are resources available to you to activate your energy even more.
Wonderful. Well, it looks like we do have the person that was calling through Skype before has private messaged me, so I think we are going to try this person one more time and see if it works. Okay? So from Skype, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
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 How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Who am I speaking? Who is this?
This is Anna.
Anna. Hi.
Hi, Anna.
What can we do for you?
Hi. Well, I guess, I don't know, a general message, I suppose, would be good, or I'm not quite sure what to ask.
Well, a general message. Okay, Anna, I am sending you immense love and blessings right now.
Thank you.
How's that work for you?
That's working.
Did you say not working?
No, it is working. It's definitely working.
Oh, good. Well, I was I don't have it in front of me, but I'm visualizing a candle and with the flame lit and a pink candle, so that would suggest to me sending you love. So I kind of take a look at whatever color candle appears, but for me that soft pink is just symbolizing billows and billows of love, starting with self-love. Because that soft pink has to do with loving the self. So that's what I'm sending you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Anna.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad we were able to get her on, because she's been sitting on since the very beginning of the show. We've tried a few times.
Oh, my God.
So glad that worked out.
Anna, so sorry I didn't have anything like life-changing. But you never know. Maybe it was. I tend to always get surprised. Like, really?
Well,
that
definitely.
Changed your life?
Love can change. Love can move mountains, as they say. It makes really big changes. And we just have 3 minutes left in the show, and I know that you have a super busy day, Denise. You're a very busy woman, and so I want to make sure we finish on time. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would like to add. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
I just wish you, Marie, huge blessings for your show, for the people you interview, and for your wonderful listeners.
Hello? Oh, my goodness. We've lost her again. Blog Talk Radio, someone was mentioning Mercury in retrograde, and that is over. We thought this was done with, so I'm going to try and get her up again just in the middle of her lovely blessing for everyone involved with this show. Okay, so we'll try again. And, oh, my goodness, can you believe it? This is just wild. I had trouble dialing in today myself to Blog Talk, so they must be having some major technical problems. This never happens. I've never had calls dropped like this before. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. I don't know what happened, but we have you back on. Sorry.
I got disconnected again. Anyway, did you hear anything about what I said?
You were saying you want to send love and blessings to everyone involved with the show, and then, boom, you were cut off.
Oh, well, it was brilliant after that, completely brilliant. You missed all the best brilliancies. Anyway, I know we're right at the end of the hour, but I just thank you so much for everything you are doing for so many people, making this show available, making all the wonderful guests available, and the information that people can use to empower their lives. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Denise, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And people can listen to your show on Hay House Radio. Your website is deniselynn.com. There's also a link to Denise's website on this Blog Talk Radio page, so definitely check that out. And check out all the information on her website. There's a wealth of free information, as well as books you can purchase and workshops and all of that. So thank you, Denise.
Thank you so much, Marie. God bless you.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day. Enjoy all your appointments for the rest of the day.
I'm under an appointment star today. Okay. Goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. So that was Denise Lynn. Oh, what a blessing to speak with her. I know that she has so much going on with her own radio show and all of her clients and workshops and touring that she's doing. So the fact that she was able to take an hour out of her day to spend it with us at Namaste Radio is just such a blessing. Thank you so much, Denise. And thank you, everyone who had the guts to call in, and especially the first-time caller. I just want to send love and blessings out to you. We love you and appreciate you so much. Namaste.
Thank you for joining with us for this hour of Namaste Radio. For further spiritual insights and sharing, please join us in Namaste Global Community at namastepublishing.com. If you enjoyed the show, please add Namaste Radio as a friend, favorite the show, and tell someone about it. Sharing this show is a precious gift that's completely free. Thank you. May you enjoy each moment of your day. Namaste.